It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
Have you looked out the window today? It's beautiful.
It's sunny. It's nice. It's not real windy. Just a little breeze out there. Just a beautiful day.
You know, in the military, when they're training, they're always talking about ideal conditions.
Mm-hmm. This would be it.
This is it. Ideal conditions.
And you were over in, Afghanistan?
Iraq.
Iraq. And so you can talk about less than ideal conditions, I would imagine, over there.
130 in the shade.
Yeah, lift up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is kind of nice to come back to, right?
Yeah.
Well, how's your weekend?
It was pretty good. I finally got to wash my truck, and now my driveway looks like a gravel road from all the grime and dirt and gravel and stuff I got off it. And
another good rainfall, that'll go away.
So. Yeah, and then I helped my sister move in Litchfield. So.
Okay, so you got a workout.
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Ernest William Frederick Young. Ernest was born on January 6, 1909 in Crocker, South Dakota, and passed away on April 26, 1983. He entered active duty on September 25, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army and was honorably discharged almost 3 years later on September 11, 1945 at the hospital center at Camp Carson, Colorado. He was a cannoneer with the 571st Anti-Aircraft Artillery Battalion, which utilized automatic weapons. Battles and campaigns he participated in were the Rhineland, the Ardennes, and Central Europe during World War II. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the European African Middle Eastern Service Ribbon with three Bronze Service Stars, the Good Conduct Medal. He was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Ernest, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely. Today's Veterans Day in my office.
Yeah, and of course, there's been a big, lot of things on TV and stuff here lately, too. It was the 75th anniversary of, Pearl.
D-Day,
Normandy. Yeah.
Yes.
So I've watched a lot of tributes and things there. And a massive thank you to
all of those with us and no longer with us that participated in that campaign. It's
unimaginable.
What they went through.
I can't imagine, facing that kind of opposition and getting out and heading in.
Wearing 80 pounds of gear and then jumping into water that was obviously above your head. And
right.
Wading to shore only to be greeted with incoming machine gun fire.
And who knows what else.
Yes.
Not too many of those guys left, but there are a few, so we certainly salute them.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic of the day, the new health care options available through the Mission Act. What's that all about?
Yes. Well, June 6th not only marked the 75th anniversary of D-Day, it was also the rollout of VA's changes under the Mission Act. U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs sent out a press release on June 6th launching its new and improved Veterans Community Care Program on June 6th, implementing portions of the VA, maintaining internal systems and strengthening Integrated Outside Networks Act of 2018, called the Mission Act. Which both ends of the Veterans Choice Program and establishes a new Veterans Community Care Program. The Mission Act will strengthen the nationwide VA healthcare system by empowering veterans with more healthcare options. Under the new Veterans Community Care Program, veterans can work with their VA healthcare provider or other VA staff to see if they're eligible to receive community care based on new criteria. Eligibility for community care does not require a veteran to receive that care in the community. Veterans can still choose to have VA provide their care, which I'm personally going to do, and I would imagine a few other veterans will choose to have VA still provide their care.
If they're happy with Lance Men, they'll don't have to change anything, right?
Yep. Veterans may elect to receive care in the community if they meet any of the following six eligibility criteria. Number one, the veteran needs a service not available at any VA facility. Number two, the veteran lives in a U.S. state or territory without a full-service VA medical facility. Specifically, this would apply to veterans living in Alaska, Hawaii, New Hampshire, U.S. territories of Guam, American Samoa, and Northern Mariana Islands, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Three, a veteran qualifies under the grandfather provision related to distance eligibility under the Veterans Choice Program. Number four has multiple things. A VA cannot furnish care within a certain designated access standards. Specific standards are drive time to a specific VA medical facility, which is 30-minute average drive time for primary care, mental health, and non-institutional extended care services, or a 60-minute average drive time for specialty care. Drive times are calculated using geomapping software. Appointment wait time at a specific VA medical facility. So the way I interpret that is if a nearby VA facility has the program that's needed, but it takes forever and a day to get there, to get to be seen there, they could say, well, we could pay to have you seen locally instead. 20 days from the date of request for primary care, mental health care, and non-institutional extended care services. So that's what the wait times, unless a veteran agrees to a later date in consultation with his or her VA health care provider, or 28 days for specialty care from the date of request, unless the veteran agrees to a later date in consultation with his or her VA health care provider. Number five, the veteran and the referring clinician agree that it is in the best medical interest of the veteran to receive community care based on defined factors. And number six, VA has determined that a VA medical service line is not providing care in a manner that complies with VA standards for quality based on specific conditions. So in summation, the VA Mission Act strengthens VA's ability to recruit and retain clinicians, authorizes anywhere-to-anywhere telehealth across state lines. It empowers veterans with increased access to community care. It establishes a new urgent care benefit that eligible veterans can access through VA's network of urgent care providers in the community. And for more information, you can go to missionact.va.gov. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And the number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-583, on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Warm and green and sunny.
Yep. I will be out of the office on Friday. I have a meeting up in St. Cloud. Otherwise, normal business hours, 8:30 to 4:30. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Sounds good. And we will talk to you again next week.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Marl Veteran Service Officer, with us today on Vets Info on the Air. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, Bellingham American Legion Post 441, and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.